Welcome back to the Coffee with Craner show. Hope everyone is doing well. Today we have Low End Co. joining me on the show, a one-of-a-kind fashion business located in downtown Windsor. They started in 2017 selling vintage pieces, including clothing and hype shoes on Instagram. Today they've been able to open a gorgeous storefront downtown Windsor. Definitely recommend checking it out, and also check out their website, www.lowendco.ca, for all your high-end and vintage apparel. So joining me on the show, in the top right, we have Hector Nilo. He is one of the founders and owners of Low End Co. We also have Jed Cruz at the bottom, and Ian Lufita at the bottom as well, one of the owners joining us today. So thank you all for being on the show. So to start off, I wanted to ask Jed and Hector, if Hector wanted to go first, since he's at the top, why did you decide to start Low End Co? How did it all begin?
Well, basically, me and Jed just started selling our closet, basically, and things we've thrifted throughout our years thrifting on Instagram. And eventually, we saw each other doing this, and we were like, yo, why don't we just start like an Instagram page out of it? And lo and behold, Low End started, and here we are today, man. Like, there's a lot of growth that's happened between all of us. It started off with just like vintage, and now it's really become this whole store, like curated, really picky, and everyone in here is really become good at picking the vintage pieces and the hype, that is in the store today, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the community of 9,000 followers plus in the Windsor area that are really focused on this type of culture that's brought into the Windsor community. And I mean, you guys are doing one heck of a job really showcasing the culture that we have in the Windsor community. So definitely have been looking up to all of you guys and your entrepreneur mindset and how things have been achieved in the past 3 years. It's incredible. Sean's joining us here. He's also one of the owners at Low End Co. So thanks for joining us. And the next question on the show is, we're going to talk a little bit about what are each of your responsibilities being all owners. There's four of you. We'll start with Ian at the bottom. Just a little brief topic about what do you do throughout the day, or what are some of your responsibilities that you're involved with at Low End Co?
All right, there you go. So I guess my biggest job at the store would be to handle a lot of the accounting and finance work and kind of day-to-day bookkeeping that the business needs. Just coming from a business background from the university, it's somewhere that I feel comfortable. Like, it's a job I feel comfortable doing. And I get to compliment the other guys by adding kind of the business background to their creative and entrepreneurial skills.
Yeah, exactly. And we went to school together. I'm still in my third year, but it's great that you're able to use the things that you're learning at the business school. And now, I mean, you own your own business, which is great, especially being so young. Sean, if you want to give us just a little sneak peek in a day in the life of Sean working at Low End Co.
So considering that like we're going through COVID, we did have to convert to going online, so we built a website. So I guess me and Jed were the delivery and shipping guys. So I'd be doing deliveries, stuff like that. Usually when you come into Low End as a customer, trading or buying, selling, you'd see me at the trading post. I'm the guy usually consigning or cashing out for your stuff, your vintage.
Awesome. Yeah, if those watching, Jed, do you want to just give those watching a little bit about what Low End Co. is and what do you guys do?
So basically, Lowen, as everyone knows, is a buy sell trade store. We specialize in vintage sneakers and hype wear. We do designer here and there, but you know, all the younger adults do love the vintage and hype. Other than that, like, we sell, you know, your basic Jordan 1s, your Yeezys, just specialized shoes that you wouldn't find anywhere else in Windsor. And that was the whole point with Lowen Co. We wanted to give you a space where you can't find, you know, shoes other than the malls and stuff like that, where we can specialize in Yeezys, Jordan 1s, Supreme, Bape, all those hype brands. Because a lot of people, you know, they have to buy all StockX, they have to buy on GOAT, or they have to go to Detroit across the border to buy some of these things. So it's cool to give people an opportunity and to say we are the first of our kind in the city. And, you know, it's cool, like, you, because you live in Amherstburg, people coming from different parts of, I guess, Windsor, Essex, if you could say, just to see our store downtown. But yeah, other than that, we have now, you know, became more than just a hype and resale store. We just want to be for the community more, especially during this time. So we have learned a lot, especially in ourselves, on what we can do to create that bond with the community and let them know that we're here for them, no matter what the situation is. But yeah, I'm very proud to say I'm one of the owners of the store, other than that. But yeah, I'm so all together. So Ian is the account guy. Sean is the hype guy. Hector will say what he is next. But I am the vintage buyer. So I do a lot of traveling just to Toronto to some of our wholesalers, find a lot of the crew necks you find in the store, the T-shirts. I'm a very one-of-kind guy, so I like finding one-of-kind pieces. But yeah, that's me.
Awesome. I love it. And it's great that all of you are putting something you're so passionate about. And you're able to do it every day, as a career. So that's awesome to see.
Exactly. All with, and I can call these guys my brothers, and it's just amazing working with them every day, just learning more about them. And they help me more, or learn more about myself as well.
Yes. It's important to surround yourself with a great team. And it seems like you guys are all like really, really close friends, and work really well together. So it's great. So Hector, what are some things that you're responsible for at Lowen Co?
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good.
Perfect. So what I do is I'm kind of the social media head. I'll run the page. I'll post on the stories, and I'm a media guy as well. I love photography and stuff like that. So I'll take pictures of the crew in certain pieces, post them on the archive or just throughout the page. I'll answer DMs, stuff like that. I love social media in general. Like, I used to be a big Twitter head and Instagram guy back in high school. So now it's kind of like that's come into play. Love talking and interacting with the customers, you know, on social media.
It's pretty cool. And it's for a business, it's not often that you started on Instagram. Like, that was your entire platform where you sold your products, and it still is, right? I imagine you probably get hundreds of inquiries on message, direct messages every day. Asking for, different information about a piece that you're selling, right?
Oh yeah. These guys know that the DMs get flooded sometimes, especially when it was only buying on Instagram when we first started. It was always, oh, is this still available? Is this still available? Whenever we dropped, it would just get flooded, our phones, bing, 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 with messages, likes, whatever, you know. But now that we have a storefront, it's a lot easier for people to come in and really see what we have to offer. Because Lowen isn't just a place where you can kind of buy clothes and shop some rare pieces. We have built kind of a community here, and I think that's like a big push for us as young entrepreneurs, kind of giving something the city hasn't really seen, like Jed said, right?
Yes. So
it's pretty beautiful.
No, it is. You have a community of low-end co-ers, or a community of...
Good way to put it.
I like that. So you're all super, super, super passionate about just vintage apparel, high end. You guys are all sneakerheads. So I'm interested to know what sparked this interest in whether it be street, vintage and high-end apparel. We'll start with you at the bottom, Sean.
So one reason why like low-end is a thing is, well, we love being for the people. And one thing is it's hard to acquire these brands and a lot of these highly wanted things that you can't really get, like, you know, every day. It's just cool to help someone get their grail, to help someone get what they really want, to see their reaction, you know, like, holy, like, this rapper wore this, or, you know what I mean? Someone wore this. It's just cool. And also it's, yeah, like, it was always hard to find things. So is it like, we wanted to make low end a place where like, you can, we help you find what you really are looking for. One of a kind products.
So who would be somebody that you look up to in the fashion industry?
Well, for me, there's a lot of artists right now in hip hop that like they wear like vintage stuff like that. You know, like Travis, he always has his crazy fits. Honestly, I also like Justin Bieber's his aesthetic as well. He can wear vintage, but he also incorporates like Fear of God, like denim. You know what I mean? Like who else, man? ASAP Rocky can always switch it up, you know. So yeah, it's just there's a few people that I like.
Exactly, I love it. Eam, I'll have you go next. Who inspired your interest in street fashion, vintage, high end apparel?
Honestly, I'll be honest and say that Jed, probably, and Hector as well. Sean, like, these guys definitely introduced me to this whole world. I was into fashion in high school and growing up, but it wasn't to this extent. They've really introduced me to a lot of brands that we sell in store now, or some of the vintage, you know, style of clothing. Like, they definitely put me on. I used to shop. I was a customer of Low End before I became a partner here. So
wow,
I definitely owe it to those guys for sure. They inspired me for sure in terms of fashion.
Love it. I love it. And it's great that you were a customer. They saw how driven you are and made you a part of the team. So great to hear that. Jed, who inspired this interest in fashion for you?
A lot of people. I think everyone knows my answer. Like, obviously, Kanye West has to be mine. Not really what he always has to say, but just what he has to wear. And I love his music, especially his old school stuff. But I was actually going to add on to what Ian said. Other than Kanye West, just the community, like people coming in, see what different outfits they wear every day, including the boys. A lot of them have introduced new brands to me, and I've introduced new brands to them. And leading on to that, it just creates a conversation where you can build like a bond between you and your customer, which I love doing. And that's like one of my favorite things to do at the store, just meeting new people, creating bonds with customers. But yeah, leading on to the main point, Kanye West would probably be my fashion inspiration. Just because he's like, I would say he is a really big trendsetter in the fashion world. He's obviously founded a lot of the rappers, including Kendrick, Kanye West, Kid Cudi. But yeah, he wears like, I don't know, he has like, you know, he obviously started the Yeezy line with Nike. That was huge. And then he started the Yeezy line with Adidas. And now he's doing his own thing with his clothing line. But I just love the really effortless look he always pulls off. Like, he doesn't really think about it too much. He just wears what he wants and doesn't care what anyone else has to say. But other than that, yeah, Kanye West, the community, and especially the low-end owners would be my fashion inspirations.
Yes, and those watching, Lowenco's getting into their own fashion apparel as well. They're selling like a striped t-shirt, and it's stitched in Lowenco. Maybe one of the guys will pop it up on the screen here while the other person's talking. But we'll have Hector go next here to share a little bit about why he's so interested in vintage and fashion apparel.
I'll probably have to give it up to hip hop culture and athletes back in the day, because I was a big basketball fan. So watching these African-American culture, to be honest, I'll give it up to really influenced how I dress today. And it's kind of the things I've seen as I've grown up, you know, just what I pick up on when it comes to like hip hop video as I watch, athletes I watch. And right now I would give it up to Jerry Lorenzo, because I love the way he has the fit of his clothes for me, like, I just love a simple black tee, some sweats, and I just want it to fit nice on me. Doesn't matter the brand or anything like that. But then again, like, these guys, Ian, Sean, and Jed, they all introduced me to some cool little brands here and there as well. So it's really cool to see how we all inspire each other in ways to kind of evolve our fashion and challenge ourselves in that sense.
Yes, definitely. Many people are looking up to and being an influencer on Instagram, posting pictures with your apparel is something that's like huge right now. So it's great that all of you shared some role models that you look up to in the fashion industry. I imagine those watching probably know a lot of these people just because of their outstanding work they're doing with street and vintage apparel. But another question I have here is, since Loenco launched in 2017, if you each could share like a couple skills that you've learned as an entrepreneur so far. So we'll start with Sean at the bottom there.
One thing is it's good to take a step back and observe what's actually in front of you. Just taking your time, actually. Not everything is a race. You have all the time in the world, and just make sure that, like, whatever you're doing, make sure, like, your next move is always your best move. That's actually a really good line that Ian actually told me. Just really taking your time and looking over your work. Make sure that it's what you really want, and that, like, just take your time on it.
Yes, definitely. It's important to not rush to the gun when you have a new product, right? It takes, like, for Loenco, I imagine it took you guys a lot of time to even just figure out the logo, the name, the interior of the store. How are you going to really align the interior of the store with the company's branding? So that's such a great point that you made, Sean, is taking time to really think about the next steps as entrepreneurs. So Hector, what would you say you've learned so far as an entrepreneur?
There's definitely a couple things. One thing is definitely balancing the freedom you have as your own boss and being responsible, because it's definitely a fine line, because sometimes you can be like, oh, I can put this off, but new challenges come every day, so you kind of have to get stuff done. And then on top of that, attention to detail, as well as, like Sean said, taking your time when making decisions as an entrepreneur. I believe in calculated decisions, really taking your time and not really rushing anything, because sometimes you get that rush when you have a new idea or something and you just want to announce it to everybody or get to work on it right away. But sometimes you don't have the research or the resources to really get to that. And probably finally, I would say you can't work with everybody, because not everyone's going to have that same mindset or same goals as you. But at Loend, we are really lucky to have each other, because we all feed off each other's strengths and weaknesses. And it's really cool to see how it all meshes together, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You're so right, is you can't work with everybody. Everyone has a different mindset, different personality traits, and that's so true. Mm-hmm. Surrounding yourself around a team that has the same goals as you is definitely something that all entrepreneurs should be doing. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And Jed, what would be some things you've learned as an entrepreneur so far?
Some things I've learned as an entrepreneur would, I think, definitely be, so as a kid or just growing up, I would always want to learn about stocks and how to put money in and invest and, you know, make it grow over time. But it's just like, it wasn't me to wait too long to make that money. So I guess over time, just with sneakers and the whole fashion industry, just learning all these prices with people bringing everything in, I can be confident with saying a price and just knowing that I'm going to sell it for this much more, this much more. Because I'm always telling the boys that, like, this sneaker world and this fashion world and this resale world is technically like a stock market. Like, you invest in something and you're hoping to get this much out of it. But instead of waiting, you know, that couple years to make a couple $1,000, and you make it just by like $10, $20, where it just goes on as you get more items in. And other than that, speaking of people coming in and selling their stuff, it'd probably be the confidence. I was just never, I guess when we started, I was kind of always eager to say, or eager, just kind of shy to say what price I would want to say. Like I would ask the person first what they would want to sell it at. But now I'm just confident saying, oh, I want it at this price because I know what I'm going to sell it at. So Lucia Lowen has definitely showed me tons of confidence in myself, not only in pricing, but it's made me grow to be the man I am today. And other than that, I guess just communication. Like I said, I always love communicating with people. I always love talking with them and learning. I guess it's kind of weird learning new words and seeing what they, how they talk. And I kind of take that in and put that in my perspective. But yeah, definitely that's a couple of things I've learned, and I'm always grateful for Lowen for helping me teach that.
Yes, definitely. Being a first-time business owner, learning about financials and learning about just the stock market, the shoe stock market and the clothing stock market is so new, and it's something that with Lowenco, you're really able to get your feet wet and learn about it.
Exactly.
StockX, right? Like the prices of shoes are fluctuating, just like the stock market, a stock fluctuates, exactly. Right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why we can always look at prices in the store and see what we have to price it at, like either it's high or low. And at the store, we love pricing it lower than StockX just because people always have to pay so much on StockX. So now we're offering them, you know, a lower price than, I guess, the stock market. And that's a huge opportunity for us to get more people in.
Yes, exactly. Ian, we'll jump to you at the bottom. What have you learned being an entrepreneur so far?
I would definitely say cultivating relationships with customers, or mainly with customers, just in terms of the business right now. My network has grown at a tremendous pace over the past 18 months. And that's because we get to see so many different people come into the store, and you realize how important it is to keep healthy relationships with the people that you serve on a day-to-day basis. Everyone's different. You got to treat everyone a little bit differently. And that's definitely a skill that's important in business and entrepreneurship. Because Hector is right. You want to pick wisely who you work with, but sometimes you don't have that choice. So understanding how to work with different people, different types of people, has definitely been a skill for me that I've kind of sharpened over the last 18 months.
Excellent. I love it. Customer service is huge. It's the front face of your business. And I'm glad that's something that you're able to learn along the way so far. So to kind of lead off this live stream, I want to go around and ask everybody to share some advice to, whether it be some young student or anyone really, maybe they're trying to get into the fashion and street footwear industry, whether it be in Windsor or anywhere else that they're watching. I kind of want everybody to share some advice for those looking to start up a business. So we'll start with Hector in the middle there. Just to kind of leave us off, what could be some advice that you could share to young entrepreneurs?
Probably the first point and the most important is know your customer base. In my eyes, that's the most important, because every place is different and everyone's needs are going to be different when it comes to location, what's hot in your city, etc., you know. And also one thing I really like is something I've read off Ray Dalio, is 1 + 1 = 3, which is basically like you take your idea, someone else's idea, and that combined idea is that third product. So with Lowen, we got four minds here, four great minds on top of a lot of the other people in this team and this community we built. And it's really good to get opinions before you kind of make moves. So again, take your time, ask the people around you, and get to know your customers, I think is really important.
Yes, I love it. I like the 1 + 1.
1 + 1 = 3.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I love it. And you're so true about knowing your market, right? Picking a location, that really fits the needs of that area, right? Making sure that your business is accessible to the customers that are purchasing your product. Mm-hmm. And then again, surrounding yourself around great people. Thank you, Hector. So Jed, what would be some advice you could share to young entrepreneurs starting?
Any advice I would have to share to a young entrepreneur? Honestly, just like Nike says, I just do it. Cause with us, we didn't really plan to have the store. We all just text each other, really wanted to chase a dream, and we ended up doing it. You're literally looking at four owners that had a dream and we accomplished it. Just telling you that nothing's impossible, that you can do anything if you work hard, and you keep working at a goal. I'm very firm on like just doing it, because you know you don't really know what you're going into till you start doing it, and the process of learning over the time you have chasing that dream, it just makes you a better person. So regardless if your dream fails, you've learned so much throughout that whole experience that you can put towards a different dream or a different opportunity that comes your way. And like I said, just any opportunity that comes your way, take it. If you're chasing a dream and an opportunity comes your way and you have an interest in it, take that and maybe set that other dream aside, because you never know, that might be a new dream you want to chase. But yeah, I really stand by Nike's just do it, just because that's what we did in the store. We just did it, and here we are today having a bigger opportunity or a bigger dream, and we're continually learning, chasing more dreams, and it just doesn't stop there. But just remember, the process of chasing a dream is, it's so amazing, and you won't experience it with anyone else. And it's so different, and it makes you a better person. And I am so appreciative of this whole process. If I have one thing to say, what Nike says, just do it.
I love it. We'll leave it at that. That is great. Great quote. And setting your goals and having that vision is so important. You make a great point that not all the time your goal, your end goal is going to be your end goal. There's so many different career paths and obstacles that will come in your way. It's something that you need to be aware of, and things change quick, and to just be open-minded. So thank you, Jed. Sean, what would be some advice you could share with those looking to start up a clothing and footwear business in Windsor?
So a lot of people, they try to get into a business or start a business because, you know, they want to get rich or they want to like acquire wealth right away. That's honestly not the point. Here at Low End, we all know that working for the money, that's not really the main, that's not the big picture. You want to grow your business, you know? So pretty much you, one second, I was like, forgot what I was gonna say. So pretty much, focus on the service of your business. So you're gonna start a business. You're gonna want to focus on the service. Focus on what you're good at doing. Be very good at what you do. Every day, honestly, like what Elon Musk says, you can Google a lot of things nowadays. You can YouTube a lot of things. You start a business. Be unique. You know, be good at what you do. And every day, even if you take one step or run a whole mile, forward is forward. With what you do, you can always learn a new thing every day. You can always make your service better. You can always improve your service. Focus on the service, and let the money work for you. It'll come to you. Just focus on what you're really good at.
Yes, that's exactly it. Success first, money comes later. Don't make that your main priority. You got to do what you're passionate about. If you're doing it just for the money, like you said, you're not going to be happy. So thank you for sharing. Ian, what is some advice you can share to the young entrepreneurs?
So I would definitely say that entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. So you have to choose something that you're very passionate about doing. All four of us have gone through very good ups and very, some big struggles. So it's easier to go through those days if you're passionate about what you do. Going back to what Sean said, if the motives aren't very true to yourself and to who you are, and if it's just kind of superficial and you're not doing it for the right reasons, you'll find reasons to give up. But if you're really doing it for something greater or something that you could be, you know, very passionate about and that you enjoy, and even if you're getting paid $0 or if you're getting paid a lot, if you would still want to show up to that place and work every single day, then that's probably something you should do for a long time. And that's how I feel about this place.
Yes, that's awesome. And I imagine when you all go into work, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
So Lowenko, thank you for joining me today on the Coffee with Craner show and inspiring today's emerging leaders, business owners, those interested in the fashion industry. I really appreciate your time. And those watching, please check out their website at lowenko.ca to find all of your fashion, vintage, high-end, streetwear, sneakers, everything there at lowenko.ca. Check them out. Show them some love. Located in downtown Windsor. And we'll see you next time on the Coffee with Craner show.